Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That song continues to reign supreme. That's Olivia Rodrigo. Driver's license. And I don't know how many weeks in a row, but it's still number one. I want to say 5 or 6 weeks now. Brittany, could you look that up?
Okay.
Thanks. Hi, it's a rainy Tuesday, and it's rain that we need. So embrace it. We're here to bring a little sunshine into your morning. Thanks for listening to the Sarah and Vinny Show. It is 8:07, and the celebrity trash this time around is sponsored by Dell Technologies. Vinny, take it away. What about Dell Technologies?
I feel like you've caught me with, what I wanted to say was, I really like their cloud. Mm-hmm. And I believe, Nicole is looking at a Dell computer as mm-hmm, we speak. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Our office building is filled with Dell computers.
I'm looking at two, actually.
Intercom runs on Dell, I think is what you're trying to say.
Do you hear that, everybody?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dell. You can buy clouds there.
Yes, mm-hmm. Among other things. They've got a lot of great stuff. I really wish sales would send over some copy.
Yep, because Dell Technologies is all it says here, but I knew that you had done some research.
I just didn't see that coming right now.
Well, it speaks for itself. That's why
it does. It's all in the name, Dell.
Everybody knows how great Dell is.
Get yourself a laptop over there. Right. Et cetera, and clouds. Sell those. So Dell Technologies, thank you. Genuinely, sincerely, thank you for being a sponsor of the Sarah and Vinny Show. We super appreciate it.
And driver's license, 8th week in a row.
8th week, wow! That's big. Wasn't she breaking records when her debut single hit the top for 3 weeks in a row?
Mm-hmm.
She's killing it!
Yep.
Shot to the top!
Shot to the toe.
Actually, maybe I should run down that. I'll start with this stuff. So Olivia Rodrigo, 8 weeks now, incredible. There's a weird thing that's happening on the Billboard charts right now. It's been 3 weeks since a new album has broken into the top 10. I'm actually glad we don't do the charts anymore because it was feeling really repetitive. Like a lot of the same stuff would be in there week after week.
Mm-hmm.
They've been wacky on the Billboard charts for a while. A decline in album sales, obviously. The death of the CD, the rise of streaming, the breakdown of the traditional album single. People are not buying records like they used to. They're just paying for streaming services. So now they own all the music. And it's all really what they pick to stream that counts toward anything.
Yeah, I've been able to, as a streamer now, I go through each Friday and I pick the albums that I want to add to my collection. But I have added so many that I don't even get through them all.
No.
Like I got the new Melvins. I haven't been through it yet. I got the new Kings of Leon. I listened to that. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Nothing stood out like I went, oh my God, they got a huge hit on their hands with this one. But it was good. It was all, they're talented boys.
Yeah, they're great.
I like them all right. But anyway, there's so much music that it's hard to even get through it all.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't know how anybody gets any credit for anything these days. It's all based on algorithms. And I guess person paying $15 a month, they divvy up the money. I just don't understand how it all works.
My point is, if I went and bought that album, you bet your ass I'd be listening to it right when I got in the car to go wherever I was headed. It'd be the first thing that goes on. But now I'm like, nah. Whatever.
I'm already got it. I can listen to that whenever I want. It'll be no old thing. By the time I get around to it.
Right.
So here's a few of the latest wrinkles in this whole Billboard. Here's how we tally up what's popular these days. Last week, no new albums cracked the top 10 on the Billboard 200 for the third straight week. And that hasn't happened since December of the year 2000. So if you ignore the post-Christmas season, which is normally very light on releases anyway... Mm-hmm. The last time there were 3 weeks with no new albums in the top 10 was December of the year 2000, which also may have been impacted by Christmas to some degree. That time the skid was stopped by the Snoop Dogg album, The Last Meal. The current dry spell will probably be broken this week. You mentioned the new Kings of Leon. They say that's going to be a pretty, they expect that to be a decent seller. And by seller, I mean streamer.
And that's them back for the first time since that huge hit record, right? Or were there was there one
there,
in between?
There was one in between, I think. Okay. I'm not positive, though. And this one, I was led to believe this one was only going to be available with this sort of cryptocurrency.
NFT.
Yeah, non-fungible transaction. I don't know exactly what that is. But it sounds like you got it on iTunes.
Yeah.
Just with your Apple Music subscription. They also say because Drake dropped a 3-song EP, that'll count. And that'll count as an album and could possibly break up this sort of run. But it's been 3 weeks in a row. It'll probably be broken this week. And the last time that happened was the year 2000.
They've actually had 3 albums since that huge breakthrough, Only by the Night. So they've been busy.
Yeah. That's funny. No other hits. No other big hits, I should say.
Well, that one with Sex on Fire, and I mean, that was just so huge for them. It was the Sex
like
on
you.
Fire, Use Somebody. Like, Use it somebody, had four or five it. Hits on it. Anyway.
Yeah, that was definitely their breakthrough album.
And, yep. That was in 2008, though.
Oh, my God. Was it?
Really? I didn't realize.
I thought that was like 2013,
no.
2015.
No, then they had an album in 2010, 2013, 2016, and now 2021.
Wow. So. Well, it's been 5 years, though, since the last one.
Mm-hmm.
So over on the Hot 100, Blinding Lights by The Weeknd is now the first song to ever stay in the top 10 for a full year. I repeat, Blinding Lights by The Weeknd is the first song ever to stay in the top 10 for a full year. Of all the songs of all time, only one has ever been in the top 10 for a full year, and it's Blinding Lights by The Weeknd. And by the way, 43 of those weeks were in the top 5.
Well, the requests keep coming for that song. You can't play it enough.
You really can't.
People love
it. No, maybe not. Yeah, it's people want to hear The Weeknd. And Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo. Still number one. This is the 8th week in a row for that. And congratulations to her. She's setting a record for debut single, debuting in first place and staying there. I think it was a record when it had made it 3 weeks. And now it's just, it's big. Oh, my coffee's done. Bruno Mars. He is begging to perform at the Grammys. Yesterday, or I should say over the weekend, the Grammys released a list of performers for this year's ceremony, which is, by the way, this weekend.
Right.
On Sunday. So maybe Bruno should have asked sooner. Bruno Mars wasn't on the list that they released. He wants to be. Bruno and Anderson .Paak have started a campaign to get their new group, Silk Sonic, a performance slot during the show. So I don't know who's going to get bumped. But if they really are serious about this, I feel like someone would do this for them. The song is called Leave the Door Open. So this is a group called Silk Sonic. It's Bruno Mars.
Have you heard it yet?
I haven't. We're going to hear it right now.
Okay.
Have you already heard it?
I have. I played it over the weekend. And these guys are good, but it feels derivative.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Tell me that you're coming through.
Won't bite unless you like. Unless you like. If you smoke, what you smoke? I got the haze.
Haze.
And if you're hungry, girl, I got fillets. Ooh, baby, don't kick me.
Wait.
You know, there's a video for this. It's actually quite amazing.
Now that's Anderson. Play Bruno. He's coming up.
All right, let me just jump ahead.
Games, every word that I say is coming straight from the heart. So if you're trying to lay in these arms, I'ma leave the door open.
Yeah, this is one of the things I've always loved about Bruno Mars is he has that stylistic kind of throwback. It feels a little doo-woppy, and it feels a little, 50s, 60s. Oh, God, I love it. I just love this song. Jane, I'm going to ask Jane if I love this song. I got to ask her. I don't want to say I love it unless I love it. Do I love the new... Oh, my God. Look at it. It's so... It's God, it's the 70s, too. Look, they are just... It's amazing. Do I love the new Silk Sonic or what? So tight. Unless you like.
Anderson, correct me if I'm wrong, Bryn, is the guy who does some of the songs in Trolls World Tour, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, he's good. I like him.
So he's the drummer?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's great. I love, actually, right when you started it up, Oh! And the key change. Yeah. I gotta say, Bruno Mars is delightful. Like, he's froed out a little, and he's got that little mustache there, and the stunner shades. Damn, he's great.
And the outfit from Goodwill?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that is... And even the girls that are in the audience sort of leaning over, they all have those sort of 70s shiny button-down clingy shirts on. This is freaking great. Oh, crank this up.
Look at all that talent.
I'll tell you what, say whatever you want about it. I'd rather see this at the Grammys than pretty much anything listed.
They could play this video and be done with it.
And it'd be better than, right.
Yep. Jane says, yes, we do love Silk Sonic. Oh, more music like this, please, world. I love this. Oh, my God, so good. And it's very, It is a bass, a guitar, a guy on an electric... It's Bruno on electric piano. There's a guy with a tambourine and a drummer. I mean, this is exactly what I'm looking for in my music. Actually performed by human beings and incredibly well produced. This is... Boy, oh boy. I feel like I'm a little too excited for this. He says... Jane says... My favorite Bruno quote is the one he posted the other day. He said someone who worked for him told him to be humble, so he fired them. She is a delight.
Did she tell you, though, that we love this, or?
She said yes. Mm-hmm. Confirmed, we love Silk Sonic.
Great.
That's absolutely great. On social media, Bruno said, "Dear Grammys, if you can see it in your hearts to allow two out-of-work musicians to perform at your show, we could really appreciate it. We just released a song and could really use the promotion." Other actual out-of-work musicians are going, "What now? What did he just say?" He said they'd follow all the safety protocols and even joked that they're willing to audition for the spot. I don't know if that's going to work, but it probably
they're late
will.
In the game, but if you're trying to put on a hit TV show, I would figure
you want
that out.
This
fast.
Is the guy you want right here.
Mm-hmm.
Bruno Mars. Be humble, so I fired him.
Here's a couple texts. 510 says, "Have you heard that people are accusing Bruno of cultural appropriation? Ridiculous." And then next one says,
"Is he not
I hate
black?
How Bruno rips off old school Motown."
Oh, I really like that he does that. I think it actually adds to the relevance of old Motown.
I think that most musicians understand everyone comes from the early
our
music,
influences, right?
And that's the deal.
What's the cultural approach? Is he not black?
No, his mom is. I pulled up an article about that. But his mom is Filipino and his dad is half Puerto Rican and half Jewish.
Oh,
and you know what? I saw a thing on 60 Minutes where he grew up in Hawaii, so I thought he was Hawaiian the whole time.
Me too. Uh-huh. I thought he was Hawaiian.
But, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
whatever. He's a human being on Earth, and he makes music, and he's influenced,
good at it.
And he's influenced by what he loves.
Well, you said he's influenced in interviews. You said he's been he wouldn't be here if it wasn't for James Brown, Prince, and Michael. So
there you go.
Yeah,
those are good people. Well, musically speaking, those are musically good people speaking. To follow.
Yeah. Excellent.
That's what he was referencing, was his music style.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And you can kind of see that in his performance too.
Oh, you know? In everything he does.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the snap when he dances is they mm-hmm. execute that little gang of dancers he's got there.
I love that. That's just
I
so cool.
love them uh-huh. and their little gold suits and their snappy
moves. Do you remember
moves?
When we talked to him though, and he tried to play it like they just do what comes naturally, and yet if you watch them, they're so freaking practiced. There's not one natural. I mean, it's excellent,
right?
But
it's so tight. It's like a machine.
Yeah, that's
it's
not.
Like, oh, okay. You're just doing what comes naturally right. in the machine shop where you were
well,
made.
It's natural in the sense that he doesn't think about it anymore. It's just, I mean, nobody else right. can do it like him.
He dances with precision.
But they're practiced, and all of them hit absolutely, their yeah. steps correctly.
Or they're out, man. He'll right. fire them. I don't want to have to be humble. You're out. Six more people, women, have come forward in the T.I. and Tiny abuse cases. These range from kidnapping and sex trafficking to giving drugs to underage people. I mean, honestly, the list of crimes that they are being accused of is quite long. If you want to spend an hour reading through the history of this thing, be my guest. It's all out there for you. There's an attorney. His name is Tyrone Blackburn. He's already representing 11 accusers, including 8 women who claim they were sexually assaulted, drugged, and or kidnapped by the T.I. and Tiny camp. And now he is saying he has 6 more potential victims who have come forward after he sent a letter to officials in 2 states that called for a criminal investigation into the allegations. He says, if I were a prosecutor, I'd have brought charges already. He's based out of New York. He's currently representing 11 accusers. I guess that it's not just T.I. and Tiny. There's an inner circle with them. It looks like they're also under scrutiny here. 3 other clients, including a male alleged celebrity couple, made terroristic threats toward them. He sent out this lawyer, Blackburn, sent out 5 letters to authorities in both California and Georgia detailing his client's claims against T.I., real name Clifford J. Harris, and Tiny, his wife. These date back as far as 2005, as recent as late 2017. These women are unaware of each other, and without any leading on my part, they recount eerily similar events of sexual abuse, forced ingestion of illegal narcotics, kidnapping, terroristic threats, and false imprisonment. And he implores law enforcement officials to tackle and end the extreme depravity being committed. By the celebrity couple. So it's awful. If you want to read more about it, feel free to Google it. But it gets into real detail. So careful what you Google. We won't get into any of the detail here. And I'm going to leave you with Kanye West. What's Kanye doing? Well, now that he's got his divorce underway and
hiding money.
You know, probably doing that too, but he has apparently gotten back to work on his Donda album. He had taken a break from that. That was actually supposed to come out in July of 2020. We'd heard he had said, here's the track list. This is a record dedicated to my mom. And then he didn't get it out on time and pushed it back. And I hadn't heard about it in easily 6 months. He's been in the news a lot over the past year, focused usually on his failed presidential campaign, his rumored divorce, or his meltdowns, not his music. And now that the dust seems to be settling on some stuff, it seems that he's getting back to Donda. I guess a collaborator of his, the guy's name is Sahi the Prince. Anybody heard of Sahi the Prince?
Nope.
I'm sure I'm butchering that name.
I have not.
C-Y-H-I, the Prince with a Y. He said he thinks West started working on it late last year. Once November, December, January comes around, he takes a little hiatus, the vacation break, get with the family, and we're back working. And that's why he says they're working on it right now. He'd actually even put out July 25th 2020, he posted on Twitter the Donda album cover, which appears to be spirits going toward the sun, which I guess is heaven in this depiction. It's not like a picture of his mom, but it's sort of disembodied figures kind of going toward the sun. So I don't have any other news on when that might actually be released, but it appears that Kanye is working. Oh, there's the album cover, Vinny. See the people? See the floating people?
I do.
That was the Donda album cover. And I don't know when.
I still don't.
It's okay. I think it's pretty. I mean, floating people. What's going on there? You know, it gives me questions that he isn't around to answer. So, or not to me anyway. So it looks like we might get a new. Oh, is it going to sound like this? Feels like a Friday.
I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now. Cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night now. That's how long I've been on ya.
You guys can't find the beat for the life of you.
You're crazy. We're right on it, man. Let's get lost tonight.
Oh, it's so good.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
1 second delay. It's a nightmare.
It is, it turns out.
Guy tells police, that's not a gun. I'm just happy to see you.
Oh.
I'll tell you how that went for him after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.